behind the McDonald's on Bell Road north of Vaughan and at 408 Madison downtown.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
Come see us downtown at the Multiplex February 21st through the 23rd for the Home Building and Remodeling Home Expo.
Meet United staff and let them answer any questions or concerns you have with your home's heating, AC, plumbing, or electrical needs.
Maybe you have questions about hot and cold spots, tankless water heaters, Wi-Fi thermostats, or what about LED lighting and electrical panel upgrades? Or maybe you just need to know about our yearly maintenance plans.
Come see United downtown for all the answers, the latest technology, some free giveaways, and special sign-up at the show pricing for new customers for a $99 maintenance plan with a spring and fall tune-up.
If you're building or remodeling, come by our booth and see us.
Go see United February 21st to the 23rd at the Home Expo and save at the show or call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net. Check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Time for some straight talk. Big wireless carriers try to wow you with big deals, but the savings are very little. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get the exact same networks as the big guys, but saving up to half the costs. Right now, you can get the unlimited plan with up to 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. No contract, no mystery fees, all with nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? Well, try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that one. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. An old-fashioned shakedown, that's from the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Jeffrey Berman, describing how the jury saw Michael Avenatti's scheme. The former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who battled President Trump on many occasions, found guilty today at his Nike extortion trial. Defense Attorney Harold Shrebnick.
Very disappointed, as you can imagine. Thankfully, we have appellate rights that we're going to exercise, so you should expect an appeal.
President Trump at the White House talking to members of the National Border Patrol Council.
I have made it my top priority to support our nation's rank and file,
border agents, and, by the way, law enforcement.
The NBPC represents about 18,000 agents nationwide. American and United pushing back flights of the troubled 737 MAX, pointing to new approval delays. Both carriers will not use the airliner for a second straight summer season. America is listening to Fox News.
To Fox News. Has a new style there?
Time for Valentine's Day expectation versus reality. Here's what you expect.
You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love, I love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
And here's the Valentine's Day reality.
One chicken burrito bowl with extra cheese and sour cream. Is that for here or for takeout?
And that was Valentine's Day expectation versus reality.
He talked a little bit like Droopy.
That is hilarious.
We're going to celebrate Valentine's Day in a bit with the all-time classic John Madden, as portrayed by Frank Caliendo in the Ace commercial, where he maims himself repeatedly with tools he has no idea how to use. Trying to build a birdhouse, which is even funnier.
Hold the wood for me, Justin!
And he screams. Oh, and you can just feel it.
Oh, you got to see it, because the effects they did in the TV bit are pretty gory.
Yeah, and if you do that in real life.
Especially when he's going to hit something with a hammer and flying to the hammer, pulls his eyeball out.
God,
I don't know why, but I found that hilarious.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Rolling Stone magazine. I know, who cares? They're no longer a cultural icon.
No, they're not.
I don't give a rat's ass what they say about anything, honestly.
They've come a long way, too. They were once great.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Once great magazine.
But all these places, it's like watching the Miami Herald go out of business.
I was going to say, this one's circling the drain. 10 years from now, you think there'll be Rolling Stone magazine?
Not unless George Soros is propping it up.
Thank you.
But anyway, they came up with a list of, well, the way they describe it, 20 love songs we never want to hear again. And this was number one on their list. Oh, it's a live version, though, that's.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright.
Sing it, man.
Oh, I could.
Do it.
I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance. Given half a chance. And I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind. Lady in red.
It says it's kind of fitting this song was a hit in 1986. The height of Greed Is Good. Hey, screw you, Rolling Stone. I don't recall you working for free.
Thank you.
In the 80s. Conspicuous Consumption 80s. It's the ultimate trophy wife ballad. Barely edging out Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight. The fake Glitz Muzak sound is perfect for a cheaply sentimental song about a guy whose appreciation of the woman beside him seems to work in direct relation to how many other guys hit on her at a party. Then again, Google image yourself some Christa Berg, and you may too. I wonder why the lady in red was dancing with him at all.
True that.
The way you look tonight.
I had enough of that crap. Let's see. Now, I have great respect for Joe Cocker. I did see him in concert. He put on a hell of a show.
Oh, I bet he did.
But why he ever made this?
I've never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight.
I don't think Joe Cocker made this.
Why is Christa Berg still playing?
I don't know. Can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, well, now I got to reboot the damn page. It's coming, don't worry. That modern new computer that the boss said...
Is that that computer you got from the 80s that come with that Rolling Stone magazine subscription?
Yeah. All right, before I start this, allegedly dashed off by Beach Boy Dennis Wilson and Fifth Beatle Billy Preston at a party, the song makes you wonder what those two were huffing. A long-standing punchline for exaggerated sitcom courtship routines, its strings, its cliches, a guiding light of the night, heaven's gift to me around a title refrain qualified by, to me, like the shameless singer is hedging his bet. Joe Cocker gives it his best spazzy Ray Charles croon, but will take the cow's sludge metal desecration any day, which is most of his other stuff. And the worst part, I'm waiting, there it is. It's 7:17 in the morning. Have a great drive to work today. And by the way, we're going to slow things down now with this dreary 2.5-minute ballad from Joe Cocker. Remember when he used to rock out? Me too. The worst part of this is when he gets to the end, because he can barely squeak out the last couple of words. Listen.
Well, do you remember?
Hold on. Come on, I want to hear the last squeaky to me. Where is it?
You are so beautiful.
Squeezing yourself when you sang that?
The best rendition of that was done by John Belushi on Saturday Night Live around that time.
Well, the best was not only Belushi, but when Cocker came out to join him on stage.
Yes,
and that is something you could only... That's what made it so great.
Yes.
It was live, and you had people, stars, who were willing to have a little...
Exactly,
poke fun at themselves. Other songs on the list... Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Mm.
He's got a lot of ponderous ballads. That one doesn't bother me as much as some of the others. Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Oh, my
that
God.
That one.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Let's commit suicide.
Thank you.
Somebody put in a... 83 degrees in Fort Lauderdale.
Put a good grenade morning, in my night. Mouth tonight.
Here's another one on their list of 20 love songs they never want to hear again. Is this going to play? I've already heard enough.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
But there's more to come. More to come. Montgomery Payton Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your car's in a fender bender, whether it's cosmetic damage or you got a little bit of Lawrence Welk in your front fender with the Myron Florin accordion look, Montgomery Payton Body is the place to take your vehicle. And it's a commitment they made from the day they opened. We're going to repair everything. We're going to look for all the damage. That's what we're going to fix. If that's not what you want, you've picked the wrong body shop. And they stuck by that standard, literally compelling major changes in body shops, not just locally, but everywhere. They are the role model automotive body shop. One of America's largest insurers was in there a couple of years ago videotaping their processes so they could show others, this is what we expect from you, because that's how they do it at Montgomery Payton Body. And that business ethic, that quality, yes, they have talented people, my God, state-of-the-art tools, and everything else you need to run a good body shop. But it's the business ethic of Donnie Turner and his son Brandon that really ultimately makes the difference. Their number's 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Provo police are searching for the identity and location of two suspects wanted for a theft. They attempted to steal over $2,000 worth of merchandise from Belk in Prattville Monday. The suspects were last seen driving away in a black Hyundai Sonata. If you have any information on the suspects, call 215-STOP. The search continues for a possible downed plane in Pike Road near Meriwether Road. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area last night. The search was suspended and resumed this morning by helicopter and on foot. Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order today to form the study group of gambling policy. The study group will gather detailed information to allow the governor, the legislature, and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight, or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are very heavy in traffic all over the city of Montgomery, especially I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, and got several things going on right now. Taylor Road, very congested. I-85 from Taylor Road outbound. We've got slow traffic and two accidents now. One at Mount Meigs, one close to Chantilly Parkway on 85, and it's affecting both lanes of traffic. So make sure that you are cautious out that way. It's going to take you a few minutes to get in town or out of town on 85 north and southbound out past Chantilly. Got a new accident, Rifle Range Road and the Wetumpka Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Boy, it is just a busy afternoon, and one little mistake can cause a lot of people heartburn. Please buckle up and drive carefully. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Mademoiselle Rosie just got a call from somebody about a traffic.
Yes, I've heard from two listeners. There's a wreck in front of the boys' store in Slapout, which is creating havoc.
The what store?
The boys' store. Piggly Wiggly.
The boys' store in Slapout.
You've never been there?
It's a major intersection.
I would love to take you through Slapout.
Oh, yeah, man. Now, it takes all 5 seconds.
Right. If you blink, you're going to miss it.
Uh-huh.
Damn if you don't. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, there's a boys' store and a gas station and a restaurant?
Yeah.
One of my first friends here in town, Hot Young Allison, lived in Slapout.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I never went to her house or anything. I just knew she lived there. That's a funny name, and I guess it was because somebody was slap out of groceries.
Slap out everything.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But now that money has moved up to that side of the lake, they don't refer to it as slap out much anymore. It's more of Holtville.
Holtville?
Yeah.
No.
Holtville? Holtville.
Oh, Holtville. That sounds more city-like than...
And then slap out.
Slap out.
Yeah, a couple dollars does that to a community.
Let's go back to our list of 20 songs that Rolling Stone says they hate. I'm not all that passionate about all of them. Phil Collins redoing Groovy Kind of Love. I remember that was a disappointment because he was doing some good stuff
there. He was doing some really good stuff there.
Then there are songs that just... It's a beautiful song, Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce, but it's too maudlin. If I could save time, I guess, yeah, what woman wouldn't want a guy who could sing that and mean it? You know, that's a real love song. But it's another one I hated to play in the air because you just felt like you were bringing everybody's mood down. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's 8:15 in the morning. Here's Jimmy.
We're going to bring it down a notch.
Yeah. Here's that Phil Collins thing. I'm not going through all your pretentious... That was the frustrating thing about it. Oh, my God. Even worse than the original film. How you really... that's a miracle. I don't know the Bad English song, When I See You Smile.
That's a pretty good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll get a free sample here. Our system, our modern, state-of-the-art Windows 86.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 windows open.
All right, let's see if this will play. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
You might as well stab me in the eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the ear. Thank both you. Of them.
You know, Titanic was on one of the channels over the last weekend.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, it's more annoying with Thank little you. Leo. They should have put Matt McConaughey in that part. Or somebody a little older.
Yeah, but Leo's just too young.
In the story of the Titanic... He came from the steerage section of the ship. He looks like he came from the daycare center of the ship. He looks like he's 15. And yet, chubby Kate Winslet's supposed to, come on, you're really pushing it. Great story. Unbelievable production values in the movie. Stupid. Casting Leonardo decapitated. This certainly does have a ponderous.
Man. I like him in the bowels of the ship.
Wow, we would have listened to 2 minutes of that crap.
No, really?
Just for a flute.
All right, I've had enough of
thank
that.
Thank you.
Let's see, what else? John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland.
Hey.
Okay, that's not John Mayer either.
See, this is all on the same page, unless you bring one to a screeching stop.
Well, you have 57 tabs open on your computer.
Pardon me, Mom. But I'll make sure my hands are washed that's before right. you serve dinner tonight.
57 tabs and nothing on.
Yeah.
All right, John Mayer, breaker of hearts.
The only thing good about John Mayer was he dated Jennifer Aniston.
That's reason enough to hate him.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying.
But nobody's going to make Jennifer Aniston happy. She is never going to be happy. She is, and although I got to admit, how could you not just love Brad Pitt after that Oscar performance of his?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this song, if it plays, which is not likely.
Oh, it is.
This one. This is not sappy. This is just a nice tune by Stevie Wonder.
Got a good little beat.
No New Year's Day. To celebrate.
Thank you, Stevie. This guy here is a one-man adult contemporary format blast on his own.
He's another one.
Come on. We're waiting for you, Brian. Well, you'll have to forgive me. I had 57 tabs open. So.
Well, it's all right. It's just another Canadian that we don't need to hear on the radio today.
Here's a guy.
Brian Adams.
Look, I know a lot of people like Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, yeah, I do.
But
I love him.
Don't worry about Seth.
I would only listen to Dan Fogelberg unless I had a cyanide cocktail in my other hand.
I love him.
I know.
And oh, I love God. Kenny Rankin. Do you know who Kenny Rankin was?
Yeah, he's the brother of Joe File. Rankin File, they were great at.
No.
Made that up all by my big self.
Was this the Grizzly Adams theme song at one time? Or was it something like this? Or am I just having a flashback?
You know what they say in Rolling Stone? The song clocks in at 3:15, but it feels much, much longer.
Longer than.
That was enough. Jewel, you were meant for me.
Oh, come man. On. I'm down I grew with
some
up with
Jewel.
That one.
I'm down with some Jewel.
This was after she got out of her car, because she lived in her car for a long time.
Yeah, she lived in Alaska. Everybody's homeless in Alaska. It's not a big deal.
Jewel lived in her car?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just waiting. Your friends.
Play Silver Morning by Kenny Rankin.
I'm ready for you to start singing that song that you sing to Rose.
I would only
time.
Play Silver I'm Morning by Kenny Rankin if Seth wanted it for a birthday gift.
Seth. You want it for a birthday gift. Just go with you.
Silver Morning by
Rosie,
Kenny Rankin.
Rosie, because I love you. Sure.
All right, that'll be, you'll hear that between 6 and 6:05.
Yeah. Okay, now you got to play that one right there. That's for my kid. Because
which one?
The Seal song. Because he sings it every time she's around.
Oh, you see Rose. And
Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
But James Blunt, You're Beautiful. Oh, my God. You're beautiful. I think I have it like a half a dozen parodies of that one. Hang on, let me see if I can find one.
Blunt strips in the snow and then jumps off a cliff where he needs to be.
You're beautiful.
Here, I can play this.
this song.
Life is brilliant.
You don't like this song?
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now? Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful.
Yes, I am pitiful.
That was, I don't recall what inspired that, but that went into the system more than 10 years ago.
That's a good one.
I do like the Rose song, Kiss from a Seal.
Yes, yes. Kiss from a Seal.
Savage Garden, no thanks.
Oh, thank you.
And you can have Def Leppard and Journey.
I mean, if it's not Sticks, we don't need it. Sticks.
Sticks.
If it's not Sticks, we don't need it.
Sticks! Well, now, Sticks had some great rock ballads. There's no doubt about
it. The best.
Yeah.
The very best, Lady.
Lady.
I mean, my God, that is, because that's not a sappy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Mr. Romantic.
Like, babe, what?
What song would you play?
Ooh.
Since you have played everything you hate. What do you love?
Mm-hmm. This is Rolling Stone. I'm just commenting one versus the other. I think some of these are great choices, and some of them I don't mind as much.
What is the top?
But you got to understand, I looked at everything on this list through the prism of a morning radio disc jockey of more than 30 years' experience who had to play this stuff time after time, day after day, yeah. Month after month, year after year. They follow you around. It's like getting herpes. Once you play Dan Fogelberg's longer, you're stuck with it for the rest of your career.
Well.
So what is your number one love song?
I got a theory, but.
Well, let's.
I hear you play love songs in the morning. The first song you play, and I thought, I bet these songs that he plays are for Roz. The first song that's played at 6 in the morning?
That is...
Many times?
529.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're just in time for our silly segment.
You silly sausage.
That's right. I am that silly sausage. And today, it's a Valentine's Day tradition.
Yes, it is.
To play Frank Caliendo, brilliant comedian, especially as an impressionist. John Madden and the making of the Birdhouse as a Valentine's Day gift.
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Madden here reminding you of the ace of the place, the Valentine's.
Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that burnout?
Hey. All right.
Ace carries a whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda combo drill and staple gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this, and then you pull the trigger right. Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, the Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You... Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Hold the wood for me, Justin. You know, I'm just used to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Hold it!
Just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it.
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Let's build a house for that, you bastards. Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wood for me, Justin.
Great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go a pony, Justin. You just lost my eyeball, my nutsack, and half my internal organs. If I want to call it Valentine's Day, I will call it Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day from Ace. Boom!
534, Newstalk 93.1 FM, wrapping up Valentine's Day. All requests Friday at 534 272 9228 if there's something you'd like to hear. It's been a relative to the news. The bad news is Andrew McCabe, who we all know is a dirty cop and was part of the deep state coup to undo the 2016 election, apparently will not face criminal charges for his lying and leaking. However, the good news is that it looks like Durham, somebody's got to pull this mm-hmm. out. Somebody has got to establish that there are not separate tiers of justice in this country. That Brennan, who is the most despicable human being I've ever seen in hold any position in
government. Preach on, brother.
And James Clapper, those two are, they've got some worries. But the best news of all is Michael Avenatti was convicted on extortion charges today, all counts, and he could get 40 years.
Man, I'd love to see him get 40 years in a day.
There's the there's the picture of Brian Stelter. He's with Avenatti, and the what's interesting about this screenshot of CNN. What is Avenatti's 2020 primary strategy? I guess he's going to run from jail. He wants to be our first imprisoned president.
Well, he'll have lots of volunteers to help him out.
I'm sure he will make lots of friends. They're going to love that nice bald head. Yeah. Probably give him some nice prison tattoos.
Certainly. Yeah. They'll do some strategizing around the lunch table.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be calling anybody a neo-Nazi in prison either.
I don't
either.
Think so. Mm.
I think the old adage, to whom much has been given, much is required, goes along with, you know, he was an officer of the court.
Yeah. Yes.
And did this, so his punishment's going to be much greater.
All the while casting a judgment on our president.
Right.
You know, and it's like every other left-wing Democrat, every other liberal, for every finger they point, there are three pointing back at themselves. They are the masters of projection. So whatever they accuse Trump or Republicans of doing is something they deeply are afraid of within their own psyche.
Sure.
That's why they're always, they use and abuse the word Nazi. I wish, I put it up on Facebook the other day, I wish the RNC would run a campaign just reminding people, socialism, it was the economic program of the Nazis in 30s Germany.
Right.
Is that what you really want? And you're calling Trump a Nazi? You're calling any conservative a Nazi?
And not only that, let's look over at Venezuela right now.
Oh.
Thank you. This what we want?
No. The government has never proven it can run anything.
Right.
They've got the post office. That's the only constitutional business authorized. And they run that in debt by the billions of dollars every year. So it has to be bailed out by Congress. It's not self-sustaining.
No, but it just cracks me up. Like, anytime somebody says we need more government, I just remind them of the do not call list.
Yeah.
How well is that working? Now, I guarantee you, had I been a private sector person, I said, hey, you want to be on the do not call list? You pay me a buck, I put you on the do not call list. It's going to work.
It's like LifeLock.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
We will guarantee up to $1 million mm-hmm. should anybody break through our impenetrable protection of your right. identity. And they, you know, that's what they sell and that's what they do.
They back it up.
They back it up. But the government, they don't.
Please.
No. And on top of that, one reason why the post office and every other government in America, and especially the big cities, is upside down is because they give generous benefits to public employee unions, which should not exist.
I agree. I'm a pro-union guy, but I'm not a pro-union guy when it comes to public employees.
I am not anti-union. But when public officials... Right. Can curry vote with people who work for the state, the federal, or city government.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that.
You and me both. And does our military have a union? No. They work for the government.
Right.
No
the thing that those are doing now, because people are living longer, they're collapsing mm-hmm. the economic structures of L.A., Chicago.
Oh,
I mean, it's enormous. By the way, there's a version of Hotel California. I'll probably bring it in Monday. With totally different lyrics that shows you the homelessness in L.A. What a dump it is. I'll pull that up. We'll watch it while we're listening
cool.
to traffic here in a minute. I got it from my buddy in San Antonio. Georgia Floors Direct, they've got a huge, huge President's Day sale. And Jonathan and Hunter came by the station yesterday to tell us all about it.
Oh, I love Jonathan, man. He's a good friend of mine.
Jonathan Hibbert?
Yep.
Yeah, great kid.
He's done a lot of work for me in some of my houses. He's absolutely a great guy.
He's a neighbor, so I invited him to come over whenever it is earliest inconvenience and kind of take a look at where we need some carpet. We need a couple of remnants.
He's the guy.
You're going to get the absolute best wholesale pricing on all types and styles of furniture, flooring. I knew it started with an F. Give me credit. It's been a rough day. We spent some time yesterday talking about the team of installers they have, what perfectionists they are, and the fact that Georgia Floors Direct is who you deal with through the entire process. There's other places you can get flooring. I don't think you're going to save any money, and B, they don't have their own installers. So if something isn't quite right, they'll give you an 800 number to call. Leave a message and complain. Georgia Floors Direct is guaranteeing 100% customer satisfaction. And they've been doing it for over 50 years now. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, stop by today, tomorrow, or Monday for the President's Day extravaganza. Because they can't use the S word with Georgia Floors Direct. They don't do sales. They're wholesale. It's their normal price.
Extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. We'll
That's
take
a good
that.
Word.
It's a huge extravaganza.
Turn the wheel, Vanna. We'll take it.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Very busy and congested. East South Boulevard from Baptist up to Troy Highway. We've got more congestion from Atlanta Highway, Northeast Boulevard on over to Wetumpka Highway. An accident, Rifle Range Road and Highway 231 to Wetumpka. Minor accident. Hopefully that'll be out of the way quick.
Got slowdowns and congestion on Taylor Road, I-85 northbound out of town. We've got an accident just past Chantilly Parkway. Got another one in the southbound lane into Montgomery out near Mount Meigs. That's causing some slowdowns by Chantilly on up to Taylor Road. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. Please use caution, buckle up, and slow down just a bit. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this big old ever-flowing Alabama River. Y'all, if you hadn't been down here, we're easy to get to right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right 3 times. Just make a little U there. Follow it down. You'll pass the RV park. Come to the river. You'll find the Oyster Bar sitting down here cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, having a good time. And it's Valentine's. That's right. So we're going to have Valentine's weekend. We're not just going to celebrate Friday. It's going to be packed Friday, but we'll just come on Saturday and Sunday and bring your gal and your husband out and have a good time. We especially Sunday afternoon. We got you a special treat at 5 o'clock. Miss Gina Coleman is bringing her band to town, the Misty Blues Band. That's right. First time she's been here. They were runners-up last year at the International Blues Challenge 2019. They'll be down here having a good time. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll see a menu. You see, we got some good food we cook up for you, from the steamer, the fryer, the grill. We'll do it any way you like it. So happy Valentine's. We'll be looking for you to get down here soon and come hunger.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The search continues for a possible downed plane in Pike Road near Meriwether Road. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area last night. The search was suspended and resumed this morning by helicopter and on foot. Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order today to form the study group of gambling policy. The study group will gather detailed information to allow the governor, the legislature, and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. Prattville police are searching for the identity and location of two suspects wanted for a theft. They attempted to steal over $2,000 worth of merchandise from Belk in Prattville Monday. The suspects were last seen driving away in a black Hyundai Sonata. If you have any information on the suspects, call 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family.
Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight, or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds died down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Excuse me, pet shop owner, is this birdcage made of nickel?
No, sir. It's made of aluminum. There's no nickel in it.
Are you telling me this is a Nicholas Cage?
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
As we hit the home stretch here on Happy Hour, on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Yeah.
I have to repeat something I said earlier. I got a note from the Cronins in North Carolina, mm-hmm. our dear friends. I did play the first few chords of Longer, and I want to repeat. I am not disparaging Dan Fogelberg or Jim Croce or anybody else that was on that list. I'm not disparaging their talent at all. It's strictly from the prism of a guy who had to do a morning radio show and lift the spirits of people, but the program director says, wake them up with this. And I said, no, you can't, but I had to play it. So the deal I had to cut with every program director was, all right, you get these segments to talk. This belongs to me. That's where you play the music, and you play what's put there.
How many program directors did you get in their face?
Starting in 1980, that was the first time I announced, I don't do air checks. Air checks are when they put a cassette in, and yeah. it only records when you're talking live on the air. Did you ever do those, Rosie?
Yes.
I said, I don't do those. I'm not going to be second-guessed. A, you can't do what I do. B, you can't think like I think. And I'm not going to be hacked to pieces by a second-guessing son of a bitch.
Right.
So I didn't do them, and I never did one. Now, if there was something I needed to get called out on, maybe a mistake or maybe something.
That's one thing.
But I would not sit there and let them play all my breaks. And say, well, you know, you could have been a little crisper. Screw you! Crisp this.
It's just always funny because I can imagine you've had years in the business, and at some point in the business, you go, okay, I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, but I got this annoying program director over my back trying to tell me, and I can see someone like you saying no.
Well, once things took off in the 80s, I just made that clear.
Good.
You want to hire me? You want to pay me? I do not do air checks. Tell me what the rules are, what you expect, but you cannot do what I do. So I don't need you to tell me how to do what you can't do to tell me how I do. That made no sense at all.
No, it didn't make perfect sense.
But dude, we're kind of idiots.
Anyway, so Karen Cronin, we're not. Dan Fogelberg, what was the song he did? Auld Lang Syne. Oh, my God.
I love that.
How many times did you have to play that?
I had to play that on one of the stations. It was so heartbreaking. And it came out right around the time my brother passed away.
Oh, Greg.
And it was, oh, geez. So I understand. Look, here's the way radio works, at least the way it worked then. I don't know how it is today, music radio. It's so different. There's no top 40 anymore. But it was then, probably is today, driven by women listening.
I would think so.
My target demographic in Florida was 25 to 34-year-old women. And I was number one in that demographic for almost 7.5 years, without exception.
Good ride there, buddy. That's a good ride.
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bonus money in that, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
So, why do you think it's so... This would be a good time to go home. When we come back, I'm going to play the song Rosie wanted from Kenny Rankin. It's called Silver...
Silver Morning.
Silver Morning.
Is that morning with an O-U or M-O-R-N?
No, M-O-R-N-I-N-G.
Is it going to make me sad?
It's a love song.
Yes.
Then it's sad.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie.
Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me add a touch of class to this moment on this show. No, that's too dreary. Give me something better. And now News Talk 93.1 FM WACV takes you to Rosie's Place, where we branch out and reach beyond our personal prejudices to enjoy the culture of others as directed by Rosie. Today we feature the music of Kenny Rankin and invite you to enjoy the stylings of Silver Morning. We're out of time.
That voice sounds really familiar. Like I heard it on a K-Tale album back in the 70s.
K-Tale.
Yeah.
He used to play in a lot of jazz clubs and stuff like that.
I know the name. I was not unfamiliar with the name when you mentioned it. I may have, you know who I may have actually played some of his music? When I first worked for Rick in Miami, the station played a lot of
alternative.
Obscure.
Yeah.
Well, today they call it alternative. Back then we call it, nobody heard of this crap.
Well, California had like an underground, you know, rock alternative station. And he was very big.
You guys got to see. We won't have time to play the whole thing, but you got to see this. Somebody wants to. I don't want Kenny Rankin to come with that.
I was thinking to myself, this place surely looks like hell.
Oh, look at the homeless.
She lit a pile of rubbish and she started to sway. There were voices in her head. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Oakdale, California.
Skid Row.
It's, yeah. I mean, it's, you look at these videos, this isn't just an isolated part of LA.
They call it Skid Row, and it's miles and miles of nothing but that.
Yeah.
But right
if you've
now,
ever
it's...
been to New York, that's what it looks like. Mm. And the, well, the Bowery.
Well, yeah. Bowery's always kind of had that issue going on. But how dare Michael Bloomberg say he rebuilt Manhattan? Yeah, somebody had to... Oh, by the way, speaking of building, got anything you'd like us to know about?
I've got an open house coming up this weekend in Delrada on Hillman Street in Delrada. I'll make sure I share the post with you, Greg, and maybe you'll share it for me. But we're going to do open house on Sunday from 2 to 4. It's a great four-bedroom, two-bath home in Delrada. Backs right up to Gunner Air Force Base.
1324.
Thank you. Seth knows it.
Eddie's number is 3220662.
Yes, sir.
3220662. Happy birthday, Mr. Spotlow. We'll see you tomorrow in the Millbrook Parade.
That's right. You guys have a good time.
Rosie, you're the love of all of our lives. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be back Monday morning on President's Day when nothing is happening.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A lot of these accidents we're about to tell you about were in the cleanup stages and could still be causing a problem. Maybe not. Just use caution. Right near Chantilly Parkway on 85 northbound, we had an accident there. And one on 85 southbound just past Mount Meigs before you get to Chantilly. We're thinking that both of those should be out of the way by now, but please use caution. We got slow traffic on 85 northbound from Taylor Road up to Chantilly. Taylor Road is busy. Atlanta Highway from the Boulevard out to Taylor. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. We had a minor accident at Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, but we think that one is out of the way, as well as one on Vaughn Road near Aldersgate United Methodist Church. We believe that one, too, should be out of the way by now. Use caution wherever you are. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.